What's up, Nerd of God Squad? My name is Ryan.
And I'm Cameron.
It's time for your Nerd of God cast, Daily Devo. Co-op time.
Co-op.
Co-op. Cameron and I both play the same card game. We both play Magic the Gathering. And Magic's a really big game for not necessarily always cooperative play, but for playing together.
Right. I mean, it's in the name itself. It's that idea of the gathering. It's so many people play Magic not to win, but just as a means of hanging out with friends.
I mean, particularly when you get into a lot of the more casual formats that I know we both enjoy, like Brawl and Commander and and things like that, that are really meant to facilitate hanging out with your friends and just having a good time together and fellowshipping. And that's something that even in the season we're in right now, where, you know, up until even just the last couple of weeks, a lot of game stores haven't been open. A lot of people have had to find alternative of ways to play together, but you and I don't live anywhere near each other, and we've still played Magic together recently.
Right. I think that's one of the great things about in this time that people have been able to overcome. We've been able to adapt. We've been able to find those ways of still having that gathering, having that community all online together.
And I think it's something that's reflected in the church, because it's been the church, I think, as a whole, has adjusted really well to meeting together however is necessary. I think it's shown a lot of resiliency and trying to make it work so that we can come together as a community. Because you can learn about a lot about God just by listening to a podcast or whatever, but you need that fellowship. God wants us to have other believers in our lives, you know, and around us so we can support each other.
Right. And I love this verse that you wanted to highlight of Hebrews 10, 24 through 25. Let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
I think we've learned a lot lately that as much as people want to be back in church and be together and be in that direct fellowship, any way we can fellowship and any way we can support each other as trying to do the things God calls us to do, any way we can do that is important, and it's something we need to take advantage of.
Yeah, completely agree. And it's not the same. Like, but there's still such a great, almost like put your money where your mouth is moment for the church, where we've said, you know, the church isn't a building, it's a people. And so now we're taking that building, we're taking that community, basically making a bunch of house churches. And whether we're using Zoom or Hangouts or whatever, we're still bringing that faith, that church into our homes in that way. And that's such a beautiful way of adapting.
Like you said, it's really nice to see people take that opportunity to play out the things that are in the Bible, because I don't know that God so much cares how we meet. As long as we are, and as long as we're worshiping Him and praising Him and, you know, doing those things, as long as we're supporting each other at the same time, however we have to do it, whether, you know, like you said, meeting by Zoom or whatever the case is, I think we're still doing what we're supposed to be doing. And I know you and I haven't, you know, or, you know, you with your local friends, me with my local friends, haven't gotten to play a whole lot of Paper Magic recently, but we've still gotten to play together and do the co-op thing, you know, play our multiplayer games and hang out and still enjoy that same kind of fellowship, even if we are not in the same space like we'd like to be when we're doing those things.
Again, it's for us as a church, it's so important that we find the ways to come together, both like theologically, but physically as much as we can and as we can be safe with doing. And I'm really excited for our church, like our local church, to open back up again once we can do that safely. So excited to actually see the people in my small group again instead of seeing them through a screen. But for the time being, we are not in meeting. And so I just think that that's such a great example for us today.
That's all the time we have for today. For more Nerd of Godcast awesomeness, you can find the show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or head over to the blog at nerdofgodcast.com.
For the Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo, I'm Cameron.
And I'm Ryan. And until next time, remember, God made you special, and He loves you very much. Do the outro.